What a blessed time we're having, huh? What a good day. Every day is a good day because the Lord has given it to us. Every day is a gift from Him. Amen. Life is a gift. Amen. Don't waste it. Make the most of your life. Amen. Redeem the time. Live for the Lord. That's the best investment of your life and of your time. Find out what the Lord wants you to do. Amen. And commit yourself. Give yourself to Him. You'll find your life in Him. Hallelujah. How many know you never lose what you give away to the Lord? Amen? Amen. Safest investment is to give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, if you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you will find it. Yeah. So our life in this world is just a moment. Ever thought about eternity? How can we comprehend eternity, right? It's the endless now, I heard somebody say. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it's just no end. Hallelujah. He's not confined to time like we are. Amen? We live on this timeline and we have a beginning and an end. Amen? But He's eternal and He's outside of time. And He waits for His people to respond to His invitation. Amen. To come to Him and to partner with Him. And He allows us to be a part of what He's doing. And it is a privilege to serve the Lord. Amen? We get to do this. Hallelujah. If you're not serving the Lord, I strongly recommend that you give your life to Jesus. Amen? And do something. He can do something with our lives. Amen? How many know that He can bless whatever you give Him? You want your life blessed? Give your life completely to Jesus. Amen? Don't hold anything out. Now, He gave His all for us. It's our reasonable service to give Him our life, to present our bodies to Him, amen, back to Him. Love Him back. How many love Jesus today? Amen. Amen. Half of you? How many love Jesus here today? All right, good. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't He? It's not a cliche, it's a reality. Hallelujah. You know, I say often, but you cannot love a God who is not lovely. Amen? You can't delight yourself in a God who's not delightful. The Bible says, delight yourself in Him, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. I mean, know that you'll find your delight in Him will become your desire. He will be your greatest reward. Amen? God gives us Himself. If you have Jesus, you have everything. And all life flows out of Him. Amen. All life flows out of Him. People in the world say, oh, we're really living it up. No, you're not. You're not living it up, amen, until you're living from Christ. When He becomes your life, then you can say, yeah, I'm living it up. Well, God has a way of interrupting our schedule. I started talking about this on Wednesday night. I'm going to revisit and kind of piggyback on that. But God has a way of interrupting our schedule. But how many would agree with me? His schedule is better than our schedule. His ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But we can have His thoughts if we have Christ. Amen. Proverbs 19:21 says, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. You can have all kinds of good ideas, but God's counsel will stand. The Amplified says, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. The title of the message this morning is Divine Disruptions. Have you ever had a disruption in your plans? An interruption? Sometimes what we plan is not what God has planned for us. But God has a plan for us, and His plan is better than our plan. So God at times interrupts our plans so that He can reveal to us His better plan. Sometimes we're running down that track as fast as we can go. We've got our goals in mind. We've got ourselves set to go in a certain direction. But God, in His mercy, often will intervene and interrupt All right, our plan. He'll disrupt it because he knows sometimes we're running as fast as we can in the wrong direction. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many were running as fast as you could go in the wrong direction at one time? Amen. And so when we're in the Lord, you know, there are times when we can get off the trail a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We don't go completely the other direction, but we can get off the trail a little bit. How many heard of the term rabbit trails, right? You know? But God wants us to stay on the path that he has established for us. His way is perfect. His way is good. His way is right. And God wants the best for his people. He actually does love us. As hard as that is to believe at times, God actually does love us. And he demonstrated that love for us at the cross. He loved us that much. Remember, God interrupted Noah's schedule in Genesis 6 and called him to build an ark to the saving of his family. I don't think that was what Noah had planned for that day. But nonetheless, God had a different plan than what Noah had and interrupted his plan. God interrupted Abraham, called him to leave everything that was familiar to him in order to make him the father of many nations. God interrupted David in 1 Samuel 16 and called him away from tending sheep in order to prepare him to be king over Israel. Now, he had no idea of the difficulties that lay before him before that promise became a reality. Sometimes when we receive a promise from the Lord, we're thinking, wow, it's going to be just smooth sailing from here. It's going to be a cakewalk. But God knows that we'll make a mess of things unless he first fixes us, amen, and gets us in order. You know, I've said it often, but you cannot bless a mess. God won't bless a mess. So he fixes our mess, amen, so he can bless us. God doesn't bless the proud. He blesses the humble. Those who submit themselves, those who yield themselves to God will receive his favor. Those who have a grateful heart will receive the favor of the Lord. Those who have a grateful heart are those who are acknowledging God's goodness in their life. Amen. Even in the little things, the small things, you want God's favor? Be grateful for what you have. Amen. God called Esther to stop a genocide while they were living in exile. God interrupted Mary's plans and called her to become the mother of Jesus. I'm sure that wasn't anything written in her daily plan book, her calendar. But all of a sudden, there are times when there are these suddenlies, aren't there? When God just interrupts things and there's a change of plans and it wasn't how we had planned our lives. But if you belong to the Lord, he's given you a promise that no one is able to snatch you out of the Father's hand. Amen. I and my Father are one, amen? So in him, we have a promise that he is going to guide our steps. Amen. Now we can go one or two ways. We can go the easy way, which is to say, yes, Lord. Or we can go the difficult way where he has to take us out behind the shed and give us a little attitude adjustment sometimes. Amen. You get what I'm saying. A good father disciplines his sons, his children. Amen. And so our Father's like that. If you belong to him, if you have been called of the Lord, amen, he's going to work in your life and he's got a plan for your life and he's going to allow things to happen to get your attention because we're prone to wander. All of us are. But God is faithful. Amen. And so thank God for his discipline. It's not always pleasant when you're going through it, but afterwards it produces the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Amen. God is preparing a people, a bride. Amen. And he's making us into a vessel of honor. He's got to purify us. Amen. So that we can contain his presence. Hallelujah. The more you're willing to give to him, the more of him you can have in your life. You know, we pray and we sing, Lord, I want more of you. Give me more of you. Amen. Give me more. Well, God says, give me more of you and you can have more of me. You can't have more of him if you're not willing to give you up. You got to give you up. Go back there and check. I remember God interrupting my plans a few times along the way. I remember God interrupting my plans because I wanted to be a full-time rock and roller in the world. I wanted to have a successful career in music. Come on. That was my plan. But I want to tell you, God knows how to disrupt a plan. Because His plan is superior to your plan. And His plan was better than my plan. Amen. And I was never one to ever expect that I'd be preaching the gospel. But God's plan, amen, has come to fruition. And God interrupted me. Amen. And He put His thumb on me. And the only place I could do is look up and say, Lord, have mercy. God, whatever it takes. How many have done that one? Whatever it takes, God, you get me out of this one, I'll serve you. Well, I'd said that probably a dozens of times prior to that time. But there's one time in particular when I had that encounter with the Lord where He says, choose this day. You need to make up your mind. Enough. And I'm telling you, the best decision I ever made is to say, Lord, I surrender. I'm not going to run from You anymore. I'm going to run to You. How many know what it's like to run to God? Amen. We've all run from God, but how many of you run to God? I just couldn't get close enough. Couldn't get enough Jesus. Are you hearing me? And I wanted everybody to know about my Jesus. When I had that encounter and that forgiveness and that shower on the inside, and my life was brand new. Hallelujah. I knew something had changed. I had to learn later what happened, but I knew something had changed. In my bedroom, I got saved. I got radically saved. But that was not my plan. My plan was to be a rocker, you know, the party hardy life, you know. Well, guess what? I'm having the best time of my life now. I'm celebrating Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm celebrating life now. I came out of death and into life. You know, the pagan nations that surrounded Israel always esteemed wealth and power and military might and land as a sign of favor from their gods. So the greater your God, the greater your comfort, prosperity, wealth, military strength, etc. So as God's people, we may assume that because we belong to the Lord, that our lives should be characterized by prosperity, ease, and comfort. The Lord has not promised us an easy path, but He has promised to be with us in every situation. Some of you understand that now, amen? Maybe initially you didn't, but now you're getting it. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Amen? And now I keep Your word. He has promised us His supernatural peace and His comfort. You see, the Lord wants to be our comfort. Sometimes we can make idols out of comforts of this world. It's very easy, amen, to replace God with things and even other people sometimes. Isaiah 43:2, He said, but when you pass through the waters, not if, but when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. That's all we need to know. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. And then in John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. Where? In Him. How are you going to find your peace? It's in Christ alone, in Jesus. I've been trying to find peace in the world. You know? It was always temporary. You know? Conditional. If everything was going well, you know, I was doing all right. If it wasn't, I wasn't. I mean, no, you don't have to fall prey to your circumstances, your situation. You don't have to lose your victory or your joy or your peace because you're having things happen in your life. Amen. How many know that God is bigger than all that? How many know that His peace is greater than all that? How many know it's God's peace that passes all understanding? Come on. We just draw near to Him. Draw near to God, He'll draw near to you, amen, and you'll find your rest in His presence, hallelujah. It's a supernatural peace. You can't explain it, but you can know it. Right. Knowing Jesus is knowing peace, isn't it? He said, you'll have tribulation in the world, right? But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. The word tribulation means anguish, trouble, or persecution. He says, in the world, you're going to have anguish, trouble, and persecution. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And because He has overcome, in Christ we are also overcomers. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. He gives me access to Him 24/7. Hallelujah. Amen. I just need to call upon Him. Amen. I just need to bow my knee. Amen. Before the Lord. Hallelujah. And He lifts me up. He gives me grace. He gives me strength to carry on. Amen. So often we're just fretting about our situations. Amen. We're worried about this. We're worried about that. And God says, would you stop worrying about your life? Would you stop trying to make things happen that only I can make happen in my time? He wants us to get into His rest instead of operating out of stress. When we're operating out of stress, we are making mistakes. We become impulsive. We panic. How many have made some mistakes when you've been in panic mode? You know that buy now, cry later card thing sometimes? Instead of asking the Lord, seeking the Lord for direction, we're so it's too easy just to pull that thing out and make a purchase moving right along here. And you know what I'm saying? Because we don't wait on the Lord, so often we can get ourselves into a mess. Israel thought they would be the wealthiest, greatest, most powerful nation on earth because their God truly was the greatest. And He is the God of Jacob. Amen. Joseph had God's favor on him when he was promised to be great by the Lord. Amen. That God said He would exalt him. He showed it had a picture of his family, right? Bowing down before him. The sheaves, right? And yet, the next thing he knows, he's being thrown, what? Into a pit and sold into slavery. Genesis 37. And the psalmist talks about that in Psalms 105:17. He said, he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. And this is the same kid of who had the coat of many colors, the father's, you know, blessing and favor, given a great promise by God that one day, you know, he would be elevated, exalted. Amen. Next thing he knows what? He's being sold as a slave. And not only that, in verse 18, it says they hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until, verse 19, it doesn't end there, that the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. So that word did come to pass. Amen. He was exalted to the number two position over Egypt, right? And he was able to save his family from famine. All God's plan. But the process was difficult. It wasn't, I'm sure, what Joseph had expected when he got that promise from God, when he had that dream. Are you hearing me? How many have heard a word from the Lord and all of a sudden it seems like all hell breaks loose or the opposite happens? Do you believe that God can carry you? Do you believe that God holds you? Do you believe that God is for you? If you're His child, you belong to Him. He's going to take care of you. Amen. But He knows what it takes to get us to where we need to be so we can be a blessing in this world. He wants to bless you and make you a blessing, but He's not going to bless the mess. And sometimes He has to take us, amen, to the, well, we have to go through the pruning process. I was going to say the shed, but the pruning process. And so God knows there's some sucker branches that need to get cut out. There's some things that are choking us, amen, in our spirituality and our walk. And God wants us to be a full flow for Him, amen. God wants us to come to full flame, amen. He doesn't want us to be a smoldering flax, amen. He wants to breathe upon our lives, amen, and to fan into flame. And so remember last week we were talking about keepers of the flame, amen, and that's our responsibility is we need to cut out the things that are going to choke us, amen, in running our race successfully and finishing well and hearing the Lord say, well done. My responsibility is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in this. And He has a plan that is superior to my plan. And so sometimes things are going to happen that we're just not going to understand why. At the time, but later on, it produces the good fruit of righteousness. God is conditioning us for eternity. He's preparing us for eternity. Amen. This world is but a moment. We have to understand that. God doesn't want us wasting the time He's given us here. We are here to represent Him. We are here to advance His kingdom, to live for Jesus. Amen? And so whatever you're doing in word and deed, do all for the glory of God. Amen? So Israel, eventually, they entered the promised land. The promised land after their time of wandering in the wilderness. And so things seemed to be off to a good start once they got into the land. So they appointed judges, first of all, to rule for a season. But that wasn't good enough. God didn't want them to have a king, but they decided that we want a king to rule over us. Like the other nations, they wanted a pattern after the world, you see. God says, no, my plan is different than the world's plan. I want you to trust me in my plan. You don't live your life according to the standards of the world. Somebody say amen. Amen. Then they wanted a king. So God gave them Saul, remember? All right. And then after Saul, who was a backslidden king, amen, came David. And then Solomon. And of course, under the rule of Solomon, everything was really prosperous. It was going very well, you know. And, you know, something about prosperity that causes a person often to forget God, or a people to forget God. And so after Solomon, guess what happens? Israel was split in two parts. There was a northern and a southern kingdom. Amen? So things were not going the way that they were expecting. And then in 712 BC, the Assyrians completely destroyed the northern kingdom, and only the southern kingdom remained. And then in 586 BC, another kingdom arises, Babylon, under Nebuchadnezzar. Remember that one? And the Babylonians destroyed the southern kingdom and took away the brightest and best young adults and leaders into captivity. So now they went from a place of prosperity, of blessing, to where everything had changed. Nothing was the same anymore. Now the entire nation was in slavery. And why? Because God was mean? No, but because they forgot God. Nothing was familiar anymore. No one had planned that kind of future. They probably were asking, well, where's God in all of this? Have you ever asked that? That wasn't fair. Is God good? Does God care about what's going on right now? What's happening to us? Have you ever struggled with those thoughts? Somebody say amen. Amen. So here it is. This is Psalms 137. This is speaking of their captivity in Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. Precious memories. Oh, the good old days. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song. And those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And what do they say in verse 4? How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? They asked, how can we rejoice in these conditions? Have you ever lost your song in the night? Wondering if there's ever going to be an end to your dilemma, to your problem? They're saying, how can we testify? How can we proclaim God's goodness when everything seems to have fallen apart? But God hadn't forgotten them. Even though everything seemed to point that way. How many know things are not always the way they seem? And God hasn't forgotten you either. He's working out His plan in your life because He's faithful, because He's true, because He cares, because He loves you. And He knows what it takes to get us to the place where we need to be so He can bless us. And we can be trusted with His blessing. So we can be a blessing in this world to others. So everything, then seemingly out of nowhere, came the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet. while they're in Babylonian captivity. Jeremiah 29:4, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Listen to what he said in verse 5. Build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there, that you may be what? Increased there and not diminished. Well, I just want to run away from my problem. I want to run away from this situation. Some days I want to run away from this state. Moving right along. But you need to be where God tells you to be, amen? Because what God wants you to bloom right where you're planted. And what did he say to do? He said, seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive. You and I are the salt. We are the light. We are the influencers. Come on. Pray to the Lord for it. Don't fret. Pray about it. Don't worry. Pray about everything. For in its peace, you will have peace. You see, the enemy wants us to quit. So by default, he wins. But you can't lose unless you quit. But if you decide not to quit, God will bring you through to victory in every area of your life. How many times have we already looked back in our lives and say, I didn't know what I was going to do, but look how the Lord has worked in my life. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, right? He changed my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise the Lord. So Israel had three responses. You ready? The first one was that they could just say, well, why don't we just kind of assimilate in to the culture? All right. And become like the Babylonians so there won't be any friction. We'll be one big happy family. We'll just pretend like we're part of them. Compromise. That was one choice. They had another choice. They could isolate themselves. I think I'm going to move to a monastery on the top of the mountain. Sometimes I feel like doing that. How about you? Just, Lord, get me out of here. And have nothing to do with Babylon. Hold the fort, you know, and wait on the rapture. So, yeah, you could assimilate, you could isolate, or you can do what God wants you to do, and that is be an influencer. Be salt, be light, be the one, the world changer in the midst of the world. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If Christ is in you, he wants you to influence. He wants you to dispel the darkness. He wants you and I to light up the night. Come on, somebody. And not give in to the darkness, because the light always overcomes the darkness. But God's looking for somebody to stand in the gap between heaven and earth. Come on. The call in the kingdom reign of heaven. We're calling the reign of heaven into America, amen? Into our state, into our city, into our families, our loved ones, amen, our friends. We want to see people saved. Don't ever give up on them, because God doesn't give up. And God is able. It may be years, but if you're faithful, God will answer prayer. The Lord didn't forsake his people, but gave them the promise while they were yet in Babylonian captivity. So the promise, listen, of restoration came while they were in captivity. How many of you know this? He said in Jeremiah 29:10, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed. Now, if you were on year one, you're probably thinking, 70 years are completed at Babylon. I will what? Visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. In other words, if God gives a promise, he's going to keep it. If he gives you something, he's going to do it. Hold on to the word of God. Amen. His word is true. It's forever settled in heaven. God doesn't tell lies. And this is where we get this verse 11 that so many of us love to quote so much. It's For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. This was the context. They were in captivity. 70 years in Babylon. But he says, I have thoughts of peace and not of evil. Now, by all indications, you're thinking this is an evil thing that's happened to us. Yet it was because of their choices to forget God that they found themselves in captivity. And that's just the way it is. If we don't maintain the flame in our lives, amen, and keep a steady gaze on the Lord and walk carefully with Him, we can also become distracted, amen, by lesser things. We can become idolatrous. And when we become idolatrous, we forget God. And then we find ourselves back in bondage again. God wants to break the bondage. He wants to liberate the captive. Amen. We got to return to Him. He had never left. We left Him. He didn't leave. What's God's will? He said, listen, to give you a future and a hope. And what that really means is hope in your final outcome. Right now, you're looking at your situation saying, Lord, what am I going to do? Why, Lord? Is there any hope in this? Come on. We're not giving the world hopium. False hope. Amen. We give people true hope because true hope is in Jesus. Amen. We have hope because we have the Lord of all hope in our lives. And what does God want us to do? This is what I believe He wants us to do. He says, I want you to live your life to the fullest for me. Amen. I want you to not quit living. Amen. I don't want you to give up on life like so many people say. Well, what's there to live for? There's no hope. Even many young people today are committing suicide because they feel like they have no future. God is saying to His people, I want you to live. Amen. For me, in the midst of all this, I want you to build. I want you to plant. Amen. I want you to marry. I want you to reproduce, if you will, in the land that I've called you into. Amen. He called them into that land, by the way. And why are we here? Because we're nightlights. Amen. We're nightlights. We light up the night. God's put us. We're living in a dark place. Amen. But praise God that darkness can't overcome the light that's within us. So Jesus said, let your light so shine. I want to blaze for Jesus. Amen. I want to be full flame for Jesus. Amen. We are the candle of the Lord. Amen. And we've got to keep that supply of oil. Amen. And God's going to say at times, I want you to trim your wick. There's some stuff in your life you've got to get rid of because it's hindering you. Amen. And it's causing the flame in you to smolder. You want to be a bright light? Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. When He says no, it's no. When He says yes, it's yes. Again, He said, build, plant, marry. Again, verse 5, Jeremiah 29, build houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, eat their fruit, take wives, beget sons and daughters, take wives for your sons, give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. I know God didn't call you and I to live in the Bible Belt. And I'm not even so sure it's much of a Bible Belt if you've ever lived in the South. A lot of churches, a lot of churchgoers. But generally speaking, in New England, where I'm from, and here in the Northwest, you know, you got to be a real Christian here. Amen. You know, just because of the culture we live in, we've got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. You see, some people they've grown up in lukewarmness. They don't know what it's like to have a first love, to have that flame, that fire. Amen. They've just kind of always been there. I've just, by association, I'm Christian. I'm Christian because I go to church on Sunday. We're a Christian because Christ dwells within us. Amen. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. And greater is the one that's in you than he that's in the world. And you and I are called to light up the night. Do you know the darkness cannot stand the light? Amen. How many know that the enemy is intimidated by those who know who they are in Christ and the authority they have in Jesus' name? We need to step up and be recognized that I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I belong to Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're living in a type of Babylon in this world, but we're not of it. That was the difference. Jesus said in John 17:15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but what? But that you should keep them from the evil one. God wants you right where you're at. He wants you to bloom where you planted. Yeah. He wants you to be affecting change in your world, in your sphere of influence, in your circle of friends or family, to the degree that God would call you, amen, to be that influence, to stand in the gap. Don't quit praying for that husband, that wife, amen, that wayward son and daughter. You're there for a reason. God has called you, amen. And in due season, you shall reap. Not might, but will reap if you don't faint. Amen. Don't quit. God is faithful. God got a hold of me. I know I had a praying mom. Amen. I know. I tried to outrun those prayers many times. It was like that angel was on me all the time, you know. Thank God for praying moms. Amen. And praying dads. Come on. But our bodies may be in the world. We live in this world in our body, amen. But our spirits, listen, are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm seated with you. I'm seated with you. I'm seated with you in heavenly places. You see, it was strange for Israel to be in a foreign kingdom, but God promised to be with them. God does not want you and I conforming to Babylon or this world, amen, system. He does not want us isolating ourselves from the world either, amen, but he wants us to influence the world around us for Christ. Hallelujah. God's desire is that the people of this world would be assimilated into his kingdom. Amen. Not that we become conforming to that kingdom, but that the people of this world's kingdom will come into the kingdom of Christ. That is, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20, I finish. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled, brought back into harmony, right, with God. Jesus wants us to light up the night. God wants us to pray for our city, our families, our churches, our nation. We are believing for revival. We are believing for an awakening. Hallelujah, in this nation. God wants us to build, to plant, to plan. Amen? Plan your life and then be an influence in the midst of it all. Watch the world. Amen. Let the world watch you burn for Jesus. What's wrong with these people? Jesus happened. I'm telling you, it's the best thing. So he's called us to be world changers. Amen. Not world conformers. He said in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. You are. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. How many know this? Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Cooperate with the Lord. Speak the truth in love. Amen. Never be ashamed to testify about the Lord. Amen. And what he's done in your life. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see, they will witness something is different about you and the way that you live your life in this world. They'll see your good works. And as a result, they will say, God is in that person. I've seen those hypocrites, amen, but that's a real Christian there. That's somebody that really knows God. There's evidence. There's fruit. Are you hearing me? Faith has evidence. Faith has substance. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Would you stand with me this morning? I think we should just enter into a short season, maybe a long season of prayer. And we're going to pray, hallelujah, together and join our hearts. I'd ask that you would agree with me as we pray. Amen. We're going to pray for our nation. We're going to pray for our families. Amen. We're going to pray for our city. Pray for this state. Hallelujah. You go ahead and lead us out, brother.
Lord, we come to your throne of grace this morning, Lord. And we pray, Lord. We pray for this city, Lord. That, Lord, your will be done in this place. Lord, we lift up this county, Mason County, Lord. And we declare that Mason County belongs to the Lord. We declare that Mason County belongs to the Lord. Lord, light up the light of men to shine in Mason County, Lord. Let your light be shining in this dark place, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up our state, the state of Washington, named after our great founder. And Lord, the decrees and the prayers that have been prayed over this state shall come to pass. We decree that all the declarations made over the state of Washington shall come to pass. Lord, we ask that you will help to change the very atmosphere of this state.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we ask that this state be flipped from the dark grips of Satan into the hand of the redeemed. Lord, let the redeemed come and rule in this state in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, may your spirit roll over America, Lord. Let it roll like a wave, Lord. Let a tidal wave of your spirit come upon America, Lord, we pray. Lord, bring repentance. Lord, bring revival. Lord, bring reformation. Reform minds and hearts of people in this country, Lord. Lord, we pray for a great outpouring in this state, hallelujah, in this country.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like Wayne to come, and Brother Paul, would you come? Have the elders come.
God, we right now call forth your plan and your will for our state, our county, our city, our nation, and for this house. We call it forth, and we say, your will be done, God. Let your will be done in our midst. And God, as you call us forth, God, let us answer that call that you have placed on every single one of us.
Yes, Lord.
No
yes.
one who knows you yeah. is exempt from yeah. going forth
Cheered
and calling up. Forth your life into the lives of those they meet. God, we ask for a spirit of conviction and salvation to fall upon our land.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for a spirit of your love and your grace and your mercy to be poured out upon men and women and children of this nation, that their hearts and their minds might be set free and healed.
Yes, Lord.
God, we cry out for your presence to be made manifest in our state, in our nation,
God, yes.
in our lives, God.
In Jesus' name.
Create in us that Amen. Heart that burns for you and wants only to run after you,
yes, Lord.
Setting aside every hindrance and every distraction.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we need you.
Yes.
You are our only hope.
Yes.
You are the only hope for this nation.
Yes, Lord, only you.
And so we place our trust in you.
Yes,
our refuge, our high tower.
Yes, Lord.
The one in whom we run, and you keep us safe.
Yes, Jesus, amen.
Let us live our lives in the safety under your wing.
Yes, God.
Going forth in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Speaking the word of
yes.
God. Shifting
Hallelujah.
The atmosphere
yes.
on every inch of ground
Do
that
it,
we
Lord.
Set our feet.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name,
God, yes.
we declare that shifting of the atmosphere over
Come
this
on.
City
yes,
in the name of Jesus, taking down the powers
Kingdom
and
come.
Principalities that think it belongs to them.
Mm-hmm.
We say no.
Yeah.
This city belongs to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we
Hallelujah.
Declare his name over Shelton, Washington right now. And we say, God, your will be done.
Yes.
And we will partner with you. We will say yes to you.
Come on.
And we will do everything that you call us to do.
Yes, Lord.
Under the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Not
yes,
in
yes.
our flesh.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that you are able. You are able to make even the shyest person go forth yes. and speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost
yes.
and bring life. We thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
that you are God and there is no other.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we cry out to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We cry out to you, Lord, for we can do nothing in our own strength and our own power. God, we just cry out for you to move, Lord, upon this body, Lord. I pray that you'd break our hearts for you. I pray that you'd put your hunger for souls in us, Lord. I pray that you'd turn us, Lord, to the direction that you want us to be in. Lord, you put a calling on each and every one of us. And I pray, God, that you'll help us to fulfill that calling. I pray that you'll help us, Lord, to be obedient to the call that you've given to us. And Lord, that we would be light unto this community around about us, around our loved ones.
Yes, Lord.
Around our sphere of influence. God, we need you and we call out to you.
Yes.
Rise up, Lord. Rise up and do great things, Lord. I pray for miracles to take place here. I pray for eyes to be healed. The vision, Lord, I pray that you'd bring that to us. I pray, God, that you'll heal everybody that comes in this place, Lord. I pray that there'll be absolute miracles in this place. And that as a result of that, Lord, that your light will shine, Lord, and people will know there's something here that's real.
Amen.
There's something here that we need.
Yes,
and God, I pray that you create in us, Lord, a new spirit, a new heart, Lord, that will allow that to take place here. God, we're looking to you. You are our only hope.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, we can't Lord. Do this without you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Yes. And we need your spirit, Lord.
Yes, we need your help.
We need your power.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We need your
Forgive
life.
Our sins. Heal our
We
land.
Need your love.
Turn our nation back
your
to
compassion.
You.
God, just break us. Break us.
Jesus' name.
And bring us into alignment with you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we ask that you take away any spirit of complacency in this place,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, break
Jesus.
It, Lord.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
Bring a new truth into each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, we want you by our side. We don't want to follow behind you, Lord. We don't want to run ahead of you. We want to be right beside you in the battle that is going on, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we are not only the light of the world, we are the salt of the earth, Lord Jesus. Salt purifies, Lord. Salt changes the flavor of things. And that's what we are, Lord. That's why you have us here, Lord. May we make a difference. Not only in Mason County, Lord, not only in our homes, But in this nation, Lord, we can make changes through being salt of this earth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord,
we
bring revival, Lord Jesus, not only into our hearts, Lord Jesus, but throughout this nation, Lord. Revival starts right in our own hearts, Lord. Change us first, Lord Jesus. Change us into what you created us to be, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, touch each and every man, woman, and child, and let them not grow weary in the battle, Lord Jesus. Lord, we fight. We fight for the truth. We fight for your justice in everything that we do, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't want to be without you, Lord Jesus. We don't want to do anything if you're not involved in it, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
This small New Horizons Church, Lord Jesus, you have named it New Horizons because there are many new things that are going to happen right here in this Mason County, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, there are going to be changes made because we, your people, your church, are fighting for it, Lord. We are praying. We are obeying to your will, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We willingly give up any of our own selfish desires and comfort, Lord, and sacrifice whatever it takes to have a move of your you in this nation, Lord,
yes,
and in Mason County. Hallelujah. We claim it, Lord. We claim it. Mason County is the Lord's. Amen.